Case number 1804A. Applicant Paul and Leda Rezantsev is seeking to appeal the Planning Commission's denial of Division 3 Special Use Permit number 2017-043. The Division 3 Special Use Permit application sought Planning Commission approval allowing nightly rental use at the existing single-family home. On January 8, 2018, the Taney County Planning Commission defeated a special use permit request. By Paul and Elena allowing nightly rental use in the existing family home located at 725 Skyline Road, Branson, Missouri. With 7 of the 9 planning commissioners present, a motion to deny the request was made and seconded. The planning commission voted 5 in favor and 2 opposed. For the assessor's information, the property is 1.49 acres in size. The 3,448 square foot single family residence has 5 bedrooms and was constructed in 1995. The applicant did present a buffer plan of the current indigenous trees and shrubs along the east property line, which was the backyard is buffering that was more than 25 foot deep. The property to the north is a vacant residential lot, and the property to the south is a vacant 2-acre parcel. Western Taney County Fire had inspected the single family home and sent the okay to occupy inspection form by the planning department. And I will run through fairly quick the presentation, because you have not seen this yet, that was made to the Planning Commission. This is the 1.49 acre parcel. We're in somewhat the same location. This is 265. Of course, the land's right below us, if you know where we're at here. We'll zoom in. Skyline Drive goes here, but then off of it is Skyline Road. We presented just some of the pictures. Of course, their lot is highlighted. Now I won't read the verbiage because it's mainly the same verbiage I just read in the report. Some pictures of the home. I did not allude to the parking. It would, a 5-bedroom home would require 6 parking spaces, 2 car garage, 2 under there, and I think they have some parking pictures. Home located in the northeast corner of the parcel was approved for nightly rental in May of 2015. That's this highlighted one. There's our subject parcel. And the lot at the southeast corner of the parcel was approved for nightly rental April 2017. And the applicant actually owns the one at 300 Lone Pine that comes off Lone Pine. They've owned it since 2006. And then these two are currently the single-family residents that require the buffering. And there was quite a line. I've got some pictures of the... here's a picture of the drive looking up at the homes. This is in the wintertime.
So is there like a 20-foot elevation difference between
the... there's quite a bit of elevation change, correct. We can go back to the, I'm on the road. This is the driveway. So you're looking at the homes off Lone Pine, and then their home is elevated also. Picture of their drive off of the road. And I just took some shots of the road both directions, standing in front of the home. And then the home had received. And I did not find a 1995 septic permit or any open and repair permits. I walked the property, did not find any signs of current or past evidence of any septic failure. And then we had our nightly rental staff recommendations at that meeting. And it currently reads, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve this appeal, then these staff recommendations would apply. Which the requirements are the same for every nightly rental. And that's what I had. I will turn it over to the applicant.
Benita, do we have anyone to speak for or against other than the applicant? Thank you.
I did not. I'd let them present their reasonings.
Mr. Richard, you're the attorney for the applicant?
Randy Riker, yes.
Okay.
I've got a few big binders here. We didn't get them all emailed. These are mainly pictures to show there.
Again, my name is Randy Riker. I represent Paul and Yelena Riazantsev. We're appealing this denial of the special use permit for nightly rentals. Paul and Elena have lived here since 1997. They've owned this property and lived in this property since 2001. So they're local residents. They're not out of town people. They're performers in Branson, have performed in Branson since the late 90s and to this day. They now live in another property and like to rent this out nightly, and that's why they've applied for this. We believe that the decision of the Planning Commission was erroneous and not supported by the law, and I guess illegal, because the basis for their denial was, well, this road, Skyline Road there, is a private road, not a public road. And I'm not sure they understood or knew that there is an easement on that road. And the easement is in this packet. It's at the very end behind the deeds. We have the deed. My clients obtained this property, purchased it in 2001 from Dwight and Pamela Clammers. And right before they had purchased that property, the Clammers had gotten an easement for this road, Skyline Road, that runs all the way up to where it connects on Lone Pine, all the way down to the, I think it's the south end of this property. And that easement's in the book. It's been recorded with the recorder's office since 2001. That's the sole access for my clients and this property owner. So it was kind of a easement by necessity is a legal term. They were landlocked otherwise. So, but this has been recorded, and as easements go, they run with the land, meaning that when the Clammers sold the property to my clients, they still got the easement. When my clients sell the property, if they ever do, the easement is perpetual. It's right there in the terms of the easement. It's a 40-foot wide road easement that's exists in perpetuity for the benefit of ingress and egress, getting in and out of the property. So there's no requirements anywhere in the regulations that I saw that you can only grant one of these permits if it's a public road. There's access to this road. My client is entitled to access it. Their guests are entitled to access it. If they, you know, rented it out on a 30-day or 6-month or yearly basis, their tenants would be able to access it. I mean, it's a valid easement. We have easements all over in the state of Missouri, and that's what they're for. So we think it was improper to deny it because of that reason, because there is a valid and legal access to that road for those tenants. Usually when I'm the last on the docket, I look at the docket when I come in. If I'm last, I'm like, oh, man, it's going to be a late night. Tonight, I was glad that I got to listen to some of these, because every single one of those permits that got granted before, and I understand some of them may have been reversed tonight, were in the middle of these subdivisions and didn't have the buffer space or the unique situation that this property has. As you can see, this is probably the biggest lot, at least on the properties that were here tonight, on nightly rentals. It's a 1.5-acre lot, and you can see all the trees. Unfortunately, we should have taken pictures in this time of year, in the spring and the summer. You can't see the houses behind you, and when the trees are foliated and fully grown out. So, I mean, this. You know, I was just thinking of all the places that ought to get a nightly rental, and no matter what your position on them is, this ought to be at the top of the list, because, you know, we don't have these incompatibility problems where it's smack dab in the middle of a 50 or 100 lot subdivision like some of these are. We have part of this our appeal, our application, there's 38 letters from landowners that run up and down Lone Pine Road, Skyview Drive, that say they have no objection to this request and they support the approval. When we have a lot, I think he showed you the two other nightly rentals that actually are on the other side to the east of our property that have gotten granted, and one in 2015 and one in 2017. It seems to me that it's not fair to grant the nightly rentals to those houses that are right on top of other lots that have no are smaller buffers and more concerns that you would typically have with nightly rentals than my clients and their 1.5 acre tract that's isolated. And frankly, if you look on all three sides, all except for the east side, is vacant land. There's the duplex kind of directly across there, and that lot owner is in favor of this development. So everywhere else around this property is vacant land and large tracts of land that are wooded, covered with trees. So that to me would be an ideal place for a nightly rental. So we listened to the objection, the one objection from the people at the very end of Skyline Road there. If you follow that all the way down to where there, that's the Penrod residents who objected to this. They're over 1,000 feet away from this house. And their objections were, well, sometimes people come on down there, they don't know where they're supposed to go or turn in, and they turn around they get in our yard. I think they have a gate up there. Well, and that's part of what this packet is that we've given you that shows some of the pictures. I think if you go into the roadway packet there, you'll see my clients have put up, I think before, and you'll see them in here, there were just signs posted on trees, but they've now actually put signs in the roadway or on the side of the roadway, permanent signs, the no parking, towing, you'll be towed if you park out on the road. There's more than adequate parking for this subdivision, or for this house. I think you've seen on some of the pictures, and we've got a few of them in here that show all the parking that's available, and there's quite a little hill up there to get to this property, so there's no reason for people to park on the road. They've got plenty of parking up there. The house rules for this residence prohibits boats and trailers. They don't allow people to come in there with boats and trailers. That's just not something that they allow. And so they've taken steps to prohibit people from going on past there. Have put a sign that specifically has their address right out front that says this is 725 Skyline Drive, and that's where you need to turn in. Since I think the appeal, they've installed the cameras that connect to the cell phone, so they have monitoring of the parking and the road right outside. Here's some pictures in the book of what their cameras are showing, and showing access, the road and the parking lot. And so that if people happen to park there, they would notice that. They have provisions in their house rules that if you park on the road in violation of this, then you forfeit your deposit. And of course, they can come in there and tell them to move the cars. But again, I don't think that's been an issue because there's so much parking up there on next to the house itself. We have also some pictures in here to show the width of the roadway. I think at the last hearing in front of the commission, there was some dispute that, well, it's too narrow, it's a one-lane road. I mean, it's a 40-foot easement. It could be extended as wide as 40 feet, but there are it's certainly wide enough for two cars to pass by, and I think we've got that there. I mean, it's not that narrow. Two cars can get up and down that. So I think the concern is that there might be too many cars up and down the road. Again, there's parking up near the house, and there's no reason for people to park down below, and it's prohibited. I think there were some concerns about the people that rent there, like you hear all the time. Well, there's people that are having parties or they're getting loud. My clients, like I say, they own this property personally. This is not a rental company, a property management company. This is an investment for them. If someone was in there tearing up their place or getting rowdy or doing things that are disturbing the neighbors, they would kick them out and they wouldn't rent to them to begin with. We did, since the last hearing, send a request to the Taney County Sheriff's Department to give us copies of every single report on this residence for the last 10 years. And the letters in the book here from the Sheriff's Department, trying to find it, that there's not been one single call to the Sheriff's Department